Oh, my, oh, Saraswati, I know. Hi, you're with Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogis. Today's Wednesday, May 21st. Happy spring. The spring equinox somehow fell early this year. It was, let me see, what do my notes say here? It happened 10 to 14 p.m. Pacific time, Monday the 19th. Yeah, I know most of us think that it's usually around the 21st and the 22nd, and, you know, obviously it's not a set calendar date. It has something to do with the way the sun and the planets and everything line up, sun and the earth specifically. So what I'm seeing here is I was pulling up something on Wikipedia, and it said, this year spring will make its earliest arrival since the late 19th century. In fact, the last time the equinox happened this early in the year was in the year 1896. So it's called the vernal equinox, which means basically that you have approximately equal hours, daylight hours, and evening, you know, nighttime hours. So the light and the dark are equal, and this is why this is the time everything's in balance. And I think this is a good time to start things because it's just the start of a new season. But then again, I just realized that Mercury is in retrograde, and I was told don't start anything new during the retrograde. So it's kind of confusing, but so be it. Do whatever works for you. I think it's just great knowing that we're in spring and winter's over. Although here in LA, we never really had the winter. But the funny thing is that it seems like Mother Nature decided that she was going to give us one last taste of winter before spring came on. So this past Saturday, if you're here in L.A., we had this torrential rain, well, torrential by L.A. standards. And then on Sunday, L.A. Marathon Day, it stopped raining, but we had this wind. I mean, from what I heard, wind gusts, especially towards the finish line, reached as high as 40 miles per hour. So just figure that you're running, you've come in 26 miles, you're rounding the bend, and you hit this wind, headwind. Not fun. So congratulations to all those who did run it. I was on my bike following some friends along, and so I felt the brunt of the wind. So I sympathize completely with them. So anyway, speaking of spring, and it's funny, I was just going to say that Monday we had like the cleanest air ever. You had the rain on Saturday, the wind on Sunday, and then you had clear skies, clear air. Everything was great Monday, and now here we are, Wednesday, and I'm looking out the window here at the studio, and it's nothing but yucky brown stuff. I mean, what the heck happened there? This is supposed to be spring, although I do see some snow out in the mountains in the distance, so it could be a beautiful day, I guess, unless the windows are just extremely dirty here in the studio. But anyway, speaking of clean air, clean skies, you know, there's a yogathon coming up this Sunday. And I kind of wanted to include it in last week's episode on karma and doing good in the world. And I just ran out of time slots. So I'm including them here today, especially since it is this Sunday. And the Yogathon is for lung cancer research. But anyway, before I go on, I'll introduce, wait a minute. I should introduce the song we just played because it was beautiful. It was by Swaha. It was called Sri Saraswati. And the reason why I picked that one is because I was kind of doing the research, like, is there any god, goddess that has anything to do with spring? And sure enough, Saraswati is the goddess of spring. She's also the goddess of knowledge and arts and music and all that is just perfect for spring. So there is the tribute to Saraswati to start off the show. And like I said, that was Swaha from an album from, I think, 2003 called Salutations. I managed to find it while going through iTunes trying to figure out the song about Saraswati. So anyway, my first guest today is Felicia Wong. And while she works at Yoga Blend, she's also involved in this yogathon that's coming up this Sunday. Like I said, wait, I have to find out what I did my phone. So let me bring up the phone and we will talk with her. Felicia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi. So tell us about yourself, how you're involved first with Yoga Blend.
Hi, I'm team captain for Team Yoga Blend. We're going to be participating in the Sun Salutes this Sunday. And I'm also the marketing coordinator at Yoga Blend. And this Free to Breathe Yogathon is really something really close to my heart because I lost my dad to lung cancer in 2010, so that's about 2 years ago.
Yeah, that wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, when Chrissy, the founder of Yoga Blend, first started sponsoring the event and, you know, taking care of this event, I really felt like this was something that I wanted to do, and I'm really glad that we, as a studio, got to come together and try to do our part against lung cancer.
So how long has this yogathon been going on? Is this the first year, or it's been going on for a while now?
This yogathon is happening, this is the second year, and this is also Yoga Blend's second year supporting the Free to Breathe yogathon.
Oh, cool. I didn't even know that. Oh, tell me about Free to Breathe.
Okay, Free to Breathe, the Free to Breathe Yogathon benefits the National Lung Cancer Partnership, which is quite a unique organization in that the partnership is actually made up of doctors and researchers working together with lung cancer patients and survivors to try and improve treatment options and to raise funds for lung cancer research. So this event that happens on Sunday, the Free to Breathe Yogathon, we're doing 108 sun salutations, and we're raising funds that go towards lung cancer research and to help really improve the quality of life for those that suffer from lung cancer.
Now, you were saying team. So do you have to be part of a team to participate in this?
No, you don't have to. Everyone is welcome to sign up, but it's just really a great opportunity that, you know, a lot of times we don't even realize how many people have their lives affected by lung cancer or know someone that succumbed to lung cancer, that people tend to come together. Like last year, we had a group of Mrs. California beauty queens that came together to practice yoga. And like for us, we're doing it like as a studio, so a bunch of students from Yoga Blend are coming together to really use our yoga practice to spread some light and positive energy against lung cancer.
So when is it? When is the date? Where is the place?
The Free to Breathe Yogathon takes place this Sunday, March 25th, and the sun salutations will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's taking place at the Women's Club of Hollywood. And it's just really close to Hollywood and Highland.
Now, I know the sound of 108 sun salutations sounds a bit daunting for people who haven't done much yoga. So will there be ways for them to participate without having to do the 108? Will they be able to do a modified version, or, you know, will they be kicked out if they don't continue all 108? I mean...
It does sound daunting, but it is open to all levels. And even last year, we had people who were very new to sun salutes, and we even had a couple of people who were completely new to yoga. So we have our teachers from Yoga Blend who will be leading the sun salutes. And not only that, but they'll be moving around in the crowd as well. So if you're new to yoga or you're new to sun salutes, there are always modifications available, or even doing half sun salutations. Because coming together for this event is not just about doing a whole series of poses or doing it right and making it look good, but it's that intention and that energy that we're bringing together collectively. So everyone is welcome for all levels. And in fact, this year we even have a kids yoga corner. Because last year we did have a bunch of families come, and they have little ones as well, you know, who don't have the patience for 108 sun salutes. So Joe Levy, who is our resident kids yoga teacher at Yoga Blend, will be there to help the little ones with some kids yoga. So if anyone out there, you have kids or nephews and nieces who are curious about yoga, this would be a great opportunity for you to just bring them and let them have fun.
That's kind of fun. So do you have to sign up in advance to do it?
We do accept day-off registrations as well for Free to Breathe, but you can sign up online at freetobreathe.com and just select the Los Angeles event that's happening this weekend. And you can sign up online. It's really quick and easy. And you can also get your friends and family to sign up, either come with you or donate and support you.
Is there a minimum that you have to raise to be able to participate?
No, there isn't. It's a $25 registration fee, and that amount really goes directly to funding all these research grants that go out to fund lung cancer research. So we do encourage that we all try our best to raise funds and raise awareness, but there's no minimum that's required.
Okay, the important question, is there going to be food and drink?
Yes, there will be. We have lots of sponsors this year. We have Luna Bar that's going to be here, and Smart Water is contributing as well. So we have lots of good, clean water for everyone when you're tired. And Trader Joe's is also one of our sponsors. So we also have snacks and fruits. And so, you know, you wouldn't get hungry.
I know, but are you allowed to stop in the middle of the 108 and just decide to eat? Or should you, are they only going to have the food available when you're done?
Well, they're all going to be laid out at the sponsors' tables, and we're handing out goodie bags as well. Lululemon in Glendale, a good friend of Yoga Blend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've also contributed the little baggies that we're going to put all the good stuff in. And we even have copies of LA Yoga Magazine. So
Woo-hoo.
Really, really big shout out to all the other sponsors who are helping out.
Yeah, and so I was going to ask one more question. Oh, do you have raffle prizes? Are there going to be anything like that? Or prizes for people who raise the most money or, you know, who've tried the hardest or whatever it is?
Yes, we do have incentive prizes for, like, the top fundraisers. And what's really interesting is that this year, our current top fundraiser is a nine-year-old.
Nine-year-old?
Yes, she is. She's just 9 years old, but she's raising funds for lung cancer. And there's also an 11-year-old that's doing really, really good in fundraising. And they're a little bit hard to trump because I think they're at like $5,000 right now.
Whoa. So where are they getting all this money? Are they hitting up all their classmates, their teachers? I mean, who are they asking?
Well, these two little ones, they actually star in the TV series All My Children. So they do have a network of people to ask.
Oh, wait a minute. They have Hollywood behind them.
Exactly. They have connections.
Ah, see, that's the trick. You be a cute little kid, and you ask everybody, and they say, oh, isn't that cute? Well, you definitely have to take pictures and, you know, and post them on your Facebook page to prove that they're actually doing the yoga.
Yes, we will. We have a photography sponsor as well, so that's all covered. And, yeah, we do have, you know, a silent auction, and that's when we'll raffle off and we'll auction off all these gifts from the sponsors. Like Lululemon has contributed, like, products, and we have Aurora Yoga with yoga mats and awesome props and things like that. And even Yoga Blend itself, we're also contributing some goodies for the silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
So they should come check it out.
Okay, speaking of Yoga Blend, so what's going on with your studio out there in Burbank?
Well, lots and lots is going on. We just had our spring equinox celebration, but you pointed out, you know, it's the vernal equinox or spring equinox, as mm-hmm. some people might refer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so next Friday, we're actually still celebrating spring with a sound bath.
Ooh.
So for those who are not familiar with sound bath, basically we're doing some gentle yoga, and there'll be like beautiful sounds of gongs and crystal bowls as you just, you know, relax and enjoy this yoga session. So that's something that, you know, someone could come and enjoy. And it's really all levels because the yoga is really gentle and you're just going to relax the beautiful sounds and celebrate the arrival of spring.
What day did you say that was?
That's going to be happening on Friday, March 30th.
March 30th. So it's not this Friday, it's next Friday.
Next Friday. Uh-huh.
Next Friday.
8:30 to 10:30. So we're going to do that. And this coming weekend, on Saturday, we're going to have a yoga safety workshop. So as a lot of you know, there was that New York Times article about yoga injuries. So we're going to have this workshop that will focus on mindfulness in our practice. Because a lot of times you can hurt yourself doing yoga, and that's a fact. So we need to be aware and in what we do and how we practice. So, we have one of our teachers, Susan Raglin, who will be presenting this on Saturday.
Would you say that's only for beginners or even for people who've been doing yoga for a long time?
No, actually, it's really good. And I think especially for people who've been practicing yoga for a long time, we tend to take things for granted. Like if a teacher says, oh, now let's go into headstand, and you're like, oh, okay, I've got this. But we might not be mindful about how we're doing, you know, poses that we seem so familiar with, that this is a great reminder and also a chance for us to be introspective about how we approach our practice.
Well, nice. Yeah, I think that's really handy. So what day again was that one?
That's happening on Saturday, this coming Saturday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Yoga Blend here in Burbank, the yoga safety workshop.
Okay, we'll see if I can squeeze my weekend into that, but that would be great. So
yeah.
What's your address again at Yoga Blend so people know where to find you?
We're in Burbank on West Magnolia Boulevard. Our address is 1921 West Magnolia. And for all you beer connoisseurs out there, we're just two blocks away from Tony's
Darts Away.
That's the landmark that everyone knows.
You know, the funny thing is, I've been meaning to get there, and I've meant to meet up with so many people there, and I can never remember to do that. But yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, I definitely have to get there.
From what we heard is that they have a second anniversary party coming up, so you should check that out for tickets or something.
I know, and they serve vegetarian food or vegan food even, don't they?
They do. They have like vegan dogs and all sorts of delicious things. So a lot of our students, you know, after yoga, just take a little stroll down the street and there you go. Hit up Tony's Beer and Vegan Food.
Well, all I know is when I was there for your anniversary party, just what was it, earlier this month, I was driving down the street and I did see where Tony's was eventually. So now I know where it is.
You have to come, and they have a bike rack too. So if you want to ride your bike all the way to Burbank.
No, all my bikey friends know about Tony's. Believe me, all my bikey friends who are vegan, vegetarians, yes, they've been to Tony's many, many, many times. And of course, it's the beer and the food. But I have to join them one of these days.
Yeah, it's a great concept. It's like local, Californian, and artisanal. It's just perfect.
Yeah. So what's your website for Yoga Blend?
We're at yogablend.com. We can get lots of information, and you can follow us on Twitter as well. We're at yogablend. So, yeah, or check out our Facebook page.
Yeah, and the people at Yoga Blend are really, really nice. In fact, I went to the Marathon Expo last Friday, and I ran into Christy there.
Yeah.
And I ran into Amanda from, Lululemon Glendale. And I ran into Erica Martin, who is, I think she's an ambassador for the Glendale store, too. So,
yes,
yeah.
She is.
So
yeah,
that's you were
really
all there.
Perfect. We're very fortunate that, you know, we have this whole community that's very supportive. And like you said, even our friends at Lululemon Glendale, it's just that whole culture of yoga and how we collectively come together for the greater good.
Yeah. And not to mention the fact that you have excellent teachers and excellent classes. And everybody I know who says, where can I go for yoga? And I say, where do you live? And they say, Burbank. I said, well, no question. Go to Yoga Blend. Where else are you going to go? So,
thank you.
Yeah. Well, say hi to Christy and Becca and everybody for me. And I hope to see them this Sunday.
All right. Perfect. We'll see you there.
Yeah. Thanks. And thanks, Felicia, for calling in.
Thank you for having me, Joni.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
So that was Felicia Wong from Yoga Blend, and let me move things around. Yeah, if you've been listening to the show, you know that it's always an experience here dealing with the equipment. And it's funny, during the week I kept hearing about the monitors are out, bring headphones. And I'm thinking like, oh my God, I got to find some headphones. And they have some here, and they did hook up the monitors this morning, but I'm seeing all these wires all over the place, and I'm worried. I try not to touch anything because I'm worried something might be somewhere for a reason. But anyway, I have the next song, and let's see, where did I put it this time? Oh, okay, this was easy enough. Hold on a second. I'm going to put this headset down that I've been trying to hold up to my ear, and because the monitor works now, so I don't have to do that. But let's see. Let's fire this up. Hold on. I got to get this plug out of here. Plug it in here. This is fun. Somehow I feel like I need an assistant. Maybe I will have one of these days. Let's see. Open this one. And what do we have? Okay, the next song I have here is from Devadas. Now, I don't know him personally. I've never met him. I know I played his music at one time on this show. But anyway, he'll be here in L.A. This weekend. Hold on, I just went to grab my notes. I know he's going to be at Bhakti Yoga Shala. What day was this? This Sunday. Anyway, so I thought that since I didn't really know what music to play today, I would feature some people who are here from out of town, here in L.A. this weekend. So this one's Devadas, and I'm actually playing this off his MySpace page because I don't have his CD. I have to make sure I get a copy when he's here in town. Okay, so this one is called Om Namah Shivaya. I'm not sure what album it's from, only because it's off his MySpace page. But I think it's really good, and I like it. And so this is why I'm playing it. So let's fire this one up.
Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Got a phone call. Hold on. Yoga Chat, this is Joni. Hi. Hold on a second. Let me put the phone down and I'll be right with you. So that was Deva Das, and I'm hoping that, let me see. It's like everything happened at the same time. The phone rang, the song ended, and now my headphones don't work. I don't know if I can hear myself. This is so bizarre. I think I do. Anyway, so that was Deva Das, and like I said, he's from out of town. He's from, according to his MySpace page, he's from Brooklyn, New York, and so he'll be here this weekend. In fact, I think he's going through Palm Springs. He's going to be at Kristen Olson's Urban, Urban Yoga in Palm Springs, and then he's going to be here in L.A. on Sunday at Bhakti Yoga Shala. But anyway, Deva Das, and going from Deva Das, we are now moving on to Durga Das, otherwise known as David Newman. And the reason why I have him on the show is he just released a brand new album called Stars yesterday. Now, about a month ago, he talked about the show, and the album, and he released a track for free out there. It was called, oh my God, we'll have to ask him because I don't remember, but I played it on the show and I loved it. So the moment I found out he had an album, I said, okay, I gotta get him on the phone. So here we are. Let's see, David, let's crank up the volume and see if we can hear you. Are you there?
I am.
Yay.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, David. Thank you so much for the short notice. I didn't know the album was coming out this soon, so as soon as I found out, I contacted you. So I'm glad you were able to make it.
Yeah, me too. Worked out.
Yeah, it did. So everybody probably knows you by now. But for those
everybody in the whole world.
But for those who have been hiding in caves because they've been busy meditating all this time, tell us about yourself and your music and how you describe your music.
Say that again, Joni.
How would you describe your music for people who know nothing about you?
Yeah, well, my music is oriented toward connecting to others' hearts and sharing joy and peace and the good things of life. And I do that through an ancient a language called Sanskrit, using mantras, which are very healing. And I also do that by writing songs which are spiritually or devotionally oriented. And often I blend the mantras and the songs together to, you know, create something unique and in a musical context that I hope is contemporary, so that people are able to relate to it and let it in.
Yeah, it definitely is contemporary, because I wouldn't call you, you know, traditional, you know, kirtan by any, you know, stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's, you know, merging the old with the new. You know, things have to evolve and grow and be relevant to what's happening in the present moment.
And it also makes it more accessible to people who aren't really into the chanty-chanty thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you do have a lot of English, too. Yeah.
The whole point is about oneness, and so as inclusive as I can be, that's important to me.
Yeah, I know that you have, I don't know if you do, you still do, have a yoga studio in Philly, do you?
Yeah, I opened it back in 92. We're actually having our, 1992, we're having our 20-year anniversary in
wow.
the fall. And the studio still is there. I have a partner who actually owns and manages it now. A part of it, but, you know, just with my travel schedule and my orientation toward music, it's not something I have a daily involvement with.
Well, I was kind of wondering how you did that, because I was going to say, you must be all over the place, you know. You must
yeah,
be gone.
You know, luckily I have a dear friend and a partner who takes great care of the community and center and keeps it going.
I was fortunate enough that I was able to visit it when I was in Philly a few years back and actually attended
so cool.
one of your kirtans, which was really, really fun. So, let's see. So, stars, what? How did that come about?
Well, as always, you know, writing new music and expressing myself, you know, is a part of what I do. It's a part of my life. It's a part of the texture of my practice. And I decided, my wife Mira and I had a baby almost a year ago, about 11 months ago. And I decided I wanted to just spend some time in the recording studio here in Philadelphia, where I live. And I went in to do a song with a local producer, a guy named Bill Moriarty. And a young guy with great ears and great musical sensibilities, and we recorded a song called Love Belongs to Everyone. And I really liked the way it came out, so I just decided to book some more time, and before I knew it, a couple months later, I had made a record.
And there you go. It makes it sound so easy, doesn't it?
It felt easy. Everything leading up to it, you know, the creative process and what I wanted to do musically and where, was the struggle, but once I went in and we got the creative juices flowing, it was pretty graceful.
Would you say that there's a common theme in all the songs?
Well, you know, my common theme in my music is to acknowledge the struggle, to acknowledge the challenge, to acknowledge the darkness, but also to communicate the power of the light and goodness to overcome that. So it's really that relationship between the two. You know, my music is about finding that place inside that enables all of us to, you know, be strong within ourselves and find the beauty in life. And definitely a theme in the music, for sure.
So now that the album's out, do you have a tour planned?
Well, you know, my tour is kind of ongoing. It's I don't sort of make a record and then decide to tour. My lifestyle is spent traveling and sharing music with others, so it pretty much happens, 12 months a year, so it continues on. This weekend we're in the Bahamas, and next weekend in the Midwest, and so forth and so on.
Well, you're all over the place. Now, it's, you know, you it's true, you are touring, because when were you here in L.A.? Because I was listening to the album last night, and some of the music sounded familiar, so if you probably played it at Bhakti Yogashala when you were here, didn't you?
I did. Most of the music on the record has been around for, you know, maybe even a year or so. And when I write something new, I, you know, I bring it forward and share it. I don't hold on to it. So folks have heard this material performed live over the course of the last year. And when I was in L.A., I do remember playing a couple pieces from the CD.
And I think the nice thing, too, about putting it out there is that you get feedback from people and you can tweak it.
Very much so. You can tweak it, and you also know what works and what catches and what doesn't. And it gives you a good sense of, you know, how to move forward with what you're writing.
Yeah, yeah. So how do people get a copy of Stars? I mean, what's the best way?
Say it again?
What's the best way? If people want to listen to Stars and then purchase it, where? What website should they go to?
Well, it's on iTunes, and they can go on iTunes, David Newman Stars on iTunes, and it's also available on Amazon and on my website, which is davidnewmanmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also available at, you know, other, you know, digital music sites around the Internet. But, you know, iTunes and Amazon are probably the two best places to find the CD.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can get it on digital download or on a hard copy.
Yeah, I'm a hard copy person myself, in fact. I like popping CDs into players. So, you know, thank you for sending me the MP3. I have all of them right here on my computer, but the thing is, I need to take the computer to play the music. So I have to figure out I have to copy this somehow so I can play it in my car when I'm driving around.
Yeah, we just pop a CD in your computer. Nowadays, a lot of computers don't even have CD drives.
Oh, that's so sad. I guess I'm too old school.
But if you have one, yeah, pop it in and just import it onto a CD.
Yeah, yeah.
Or export it.
Export it, definitely. So let's see. So I've picked here a song that, I liked this one. Oh, Thinking of You was the video that you put out there, right?
Yeah, the first video was called Thinking of You.
And what was the story behind the Thinking of You?
Well, Thinking of You was a song that came forward for a friend of mine who was ill. Actually, a guitar player in my band, a man named Rama Bala, who was in the hospital. Unfortunately, he actually passed
year.
Yeah, he was way too young. But an amazing musician and a dear friend, and I was just with my guitar just thinking about him. And the song Thinking of You came forward as a prayer for him.
And that was the video that you put out about a month ago, and that was the song that I played on the show about a month ago. It's a very sweet song, and I think it's universal in its message because it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a sad song. I mean, it just
That's the thing about that song. You know, for me, it's all connected. You know, life is bittersweet in that way, and it was written, you know, in a prayerful mode, which is always positive. And I would say, in terms of musically, it's probably one of the most, if not the most, joyous pieces on the record. So, in a way, it's a celebration of my friend, and I always look at that piece as an opportunity for people to think about loved ones in their life.
Yeah, and the video did have your loved ones in your life. I mean, it had Mira and Tulsi.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Really,
it was a lot
really
of fun.
Video.
We went up to Northern California, to Occidental in Sonoma, and filmed two videos. One was Thinking of You, and the other is called Love Belongs to Everyone, and that's going to come out probably next week.
Oh, wow, I'll look for that one.
Yeah, we connected to a wonderful human rights organization called Witness, which was started by Peter Gabriel, and we aligned with them. And so that song, Love Belongs to Everyone, all the 50% of the downloads, the proceeds from the downloads are going to go to witness.org.
So there you go. You got to download at least that song, if not the whole, well, definitely the whole album. But if you
want
to pick one song.
Yeah, we're giving a proceeds of every sale of a record, actually, to Witness.
Oh, perfect.
Well. Yeah.
I should find out the website for that and post it so people can
go. It's witness.org.
Witness.org.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go find out more about that. So the song I'm about to play is called We Are What We Are. Is there any backstory to that one?
Yeah, interestingly enough, that was a piece that I wrote around 11/11/11, which was kind of a heightened time of spirituality, and it was it's a song about why look for something that we already have, that's what the song was about, and for me, it was musically a real magical undertaking, and I was so happy with the way it unfolded in the recording studio. And it was also adventurous because I played instruments on that piece that I had never played before. So it's interesting to me because it was a little bit of a departure for me musically, but so many people have listened to the record just gravitate toward that song. I think it has a pretty strong message and musically rocks.
And that's why I'm playing it, because after listening to the whole album, that's the one that said, oh, yeah, that's the one. That's
yeah.
the one. So that's why
Isn't
I'm
that
playing that. Yeah. So
when you make a record, you know, you never know whether, as an artist, the ones that, you know, are your favorites are necessarily going to show up as other people's favorites. But I'm glad people are responding to that song because, I don't know, I put a lot of myself into it, and I'm glad that it's being received.
Yeah, and speaking of putting yourself into it, I have to say that as awesome as your music is on the CD, you're even more awesome live. I think it's, you know, the interchange you have between the people chanting with you, listening to you, and you, and it just heightens the whole experience.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the live experience. It's absolutely spontaneous, and it really has a lot to do with the synergy and the exchange of heart that happens in those moments.
So I highly recommend if David Newman, if you hear that David Newman is anywhere near you within 50 miles,
I
highly suggest you go. Because seriously, the CD does not do him justice. As good as it is, like I say, he is so much better live.
Thank you.
He has to be experienced. Oh, speaking of live, are you going to be at any festivals this coming year?
Sure. Excuse me, I'm going to be at the three Bhakti Fest festivals. One in May is called Shakti Fest in Joshua Tree.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of June at Bhakti Fest Midwest in Madison, Wisconsin. And I will be at Bhakti Fest in the fall in Joshua Tree as well in September. And also a few European festivals, Bhakti Yoga Summer in June in Germany, and then in August at Bliss Beat, which is in Italy. And there's probably others, but those are the ones that are jumping out at me right now.
Well, there you go. So if you're anywhere near those festivals, go listen to David. And thanks so much for making time to talk with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Joni.
And
Appreciate it.
I look forward to seeing you again at one of the Bhakti Fests, definitely.
Yeah, well, maybe in May.
Or maybe even in L.A., because whoever goes to Bhakti Fest usually ends up singing at Bhakti Yogashala somehow.
That's true. Not in May, but in September, I will be back at Bhakti Yogashala, in Los Angeles.
There you go. Well, thanks a lot again, David. Say hi to Mira. Hi to Tulsi. Hugs to everybody.
Will do. Thank you, Joni.
See you soon.
All right. God
bless. Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
So that was David Newman. It's funny, I'm so used now to listening to myself on the headset that I can't put it down. Okay, so here's the song called Thinking of You, Sri Krishna. And let me make sure I have everything going here. So this is David Newman, Thinking of You, Sri Krishna, from his new album, Stars.
self-aware, for I am, you are, we are what we are, beyond compare. No effort, no plan, just stand complete as you've always been and always will be. Boundless, limitless, fearless, free.
So that was We Are What We Are, and I made a mistake. I introed the wrong song. The Thinking of You was the video, and the song I was going to play is We Are What We Are, and I did start to play the wrong song because I was absent-minded, but I quickly corrected that. So for all of you who are listening to the podcast, which most of you are, you'll probably think, oh, what's she talking about? There was no mistake, because I'm going to edit it out and fix it. So anyway, so here we are. I have the next guest. So we just had a new CD, and now we have a new DVD, because, of course, this is a yoga show, and there's yoga involved, so it makes sense to have a yoga DVD. So there was something, it was about maybe a couple of months ago that I had gone to the DVD launch of Travis Elliott's The Ultimate Yogi, which sounds like, you know, the funny thing is, You wonder, who is the ultimate yogi? Is it the person teaching or the person taking? And I'd like to think that anybody who takes the DVD is the ultimate yogi. Or if you follow the program, you will become the ultimate yogi. So we'll find out. So Travis Elliott is on the phone. I have to thank him for coming on at the very last minute. So let's see. Let's turn up the volume here. Travis, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Travis. The ultimate.
Happy spring to you and
your
listeners.
Happy spring. And you are the ultimate yogi.
No, it's not about me. It's like you were saying. It's about people going through the program and themselves becoming the ultimate yogi.
So let's talk about you first. What's your background as a teacher, yoga instructor?
My background as a teacher, I started practicing yoga almost a decade ago. So, and I started with the teacher Govindas in Santa Monica, who, felt like a pretty amazing blend between a great kind of power yoga flow class, but also infusing the bhakti yoga and just the yoga of devotion and the yoga of heart. So there was that good blend of the physical, but also, you know, the more spiritual component. So that's where I started, and just kept practicing and, you know, study with Brian Kest and Saul David Ray and Ramaswamy, who comes to LMU and hooked into the Krishnamacharya lineage, and, you know, also studied Ayurvedic medicine and obviously a lot of the kirtan with Jayutal.
Yeah, and also for people who don't know, Travis does lead kirtan once a month or however often it is?
Yeah, it's actually once a month, the second Friday of every month, I lead a kirtan at Bhakti Yoga Shala.
Which is Govindas' place, so you're still tied at the hip, connected at the
hip. Absolutely, yeah, I always will be. He was my first guide into really the world of yoga, so I was lucky.
Yeah, so you get to see, you know, so it turns out you're very well-rounded, I guess, when it comes to yoga, because you do the asana, you do the kirtan, you do everything, the bhakti.
Yay. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I in my practice, I like to fire on all cylinders, and that's really why the Ultimate Yogi was created, to, you know, create a program and a product that people could go through, and they could also be firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, so tell us about the Ultimate Yogi. Did you have the program before you came up with the DVD, or did the DVD sort of cause the program to come to be?
Well, I had this idea, you know, for the last couple of years swirling around in my head. There was, you know, some other exercise programs that were out on the market, but none of them really had captured the yoga slant, the yoga vibe. And, you know, I just thought, you know, it would be really powerful to take, you know, the power yoga classes so that people could experience, you know, strong physical transformation. And also meditation and yogic breathing, the pranayama, and as well a diet and lifestyle component, and package that all into, you know, something that people could kind of plug and play, you know, just, you know, they get a calendar and they just follow the calendar and everything's real simple, and, you know, they do the practices, and, you know, sure enough, it's impossible to not experience major transformation.
Yeah, and the thing is, for people who probably have never seen The Ultimate Yogi, and I don't know if they have, but it's not just one DVD with a class and meditation and hints on how to live, you know, how to change your life. I mean, it's a series. You actually have to go through it for 108 days, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole library of yoga. It's 12 discs plus another disc that has an inspiring short film and introduction to set people up. You know, it comes with a calendar, it comes with a little booklet. So it's like a whole library in a box.
And it's an amazing looking library in a box. I mean,
thank you.
The production quality is amazing. Now, talk about how you got this together and where you end up filming it, because it's not in your backyard, definitely not.
No, you know, I was fortunate. I had a student whose dad was a big movie producer who owned a studio in Bulgaria and also owned a studio in Louisiana. And, you know, we were running this retreat center, Udaya Retreat Sanctuary, up in the Malibu Mountains. And we were, you know, I was telling him about this idea. And, you know, he said that we could, you know, pull it off because of his dad's contacts. So, you know, we bounced between filming in Louisiana or filming in Bulgaria, and being the traveler that I am, I was just looking for a good excuse to get overseas again. So, you know, we went with Bulgaria, plus we could, you know, get a higher quality product for, you know, a more reasonable price. So that's how we ended up in Bulgaria, which, you know, is the same studio where they're filming, you know, a lot of movies like the new Conan the Barbarian and Expendables. So we were able to go over there and have access to, you know, Hollywood crews and Hollywood equipment to make the production value on this thing just unprecedented.
It's unbelievable. And then you have all these people, too, who showed up. Now, these are students of yours?
Yeah, you know, basically, I took a gang of people, you know, people that have been in classes, people that have been on retreats, done workshops, participated in yoga teacher trainings, and we took about 20 of us over to Bulgaria. So on some level, it was kind of like a, you know, a yoga retreat.
An extremely awesome yoga retreat, because they
just so happened there was a bunch of cameras and crew around filming it.
Now all of these are experienced yogis, though. Would you say then to get involved in the program or to do the program? I don't know why I'm short on words today. You have to have some kind of yoga background, or can you do it as a beginner?
Well, you know, if you're somebody that's somewhat athletic, you know, you'll be fine. And, you know, we have people of all different types and all different ages and all different exercise capabilities that are doing the program. You know, obviously, if you're out of shape, I mean, this is honestly, it's a strong, you know, physical program. Like, that's a big dynamic to it. So if you're somebody that is up for that strong physical challenge, you'll be fine. If not, we have a new set about to come out any week now called Yoga Foundations.
Uh-huh.
And that would be good, like, you know, if you're a real new beginner or you haven't exercised in a while, I would recommend people, you know, look out for that when it comes out.
Yeah, so this one is sort of like yoga boot camp then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the idea, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, everything that I've been up to within my background. The idea was really to create a program that was multi-layered, multi-dimensional, and is a boot camp, you know. And it's not just a physical boot camp, that's important, but it's also mental and emotional and spiritual, which is what makes yoga so great, you know, is that it hits every dynamic of who we are as human beings.
And as we know, the only way to get through something successfully, or one of the ways to make sure you can get through it successfully, is to do it in a group. So you actually have a group that's following the program together and providing feedback to each other. And, you know, so how many days have they gone now?
Well, there's a group that's going through it, and, you know, there's people all over the world that are at different points, you know, and they're 108, but there is a group that I'm involved with that we just finished day 72 yesterday, so Day 72 is a milestone because it's 108 days broken down into three sets of 36 days. So the second cycle ends on day 72. So it was kind of nice to have that milestone at the same time we had the spring equinox.
Wow, that was perfect. That was perfect timing. So they've all, you know, made some dietary changes, some lifestyle changes. What kind of feedback are you getting from everybody so far after 72 days?
Well, it's amazing, you know. I'm hearing a lot of things. I mean, there's people, you know, obviously saying that they're losing weight, you know, like they lose 14 pounds, they lose 20 pounds.
Wow.
There's people that are, you know, saying that they were on antidepressant medications, and they're able to scale that back with the guidance of their doctor or to eliminate it altogether. There's, you know, people that have injuries that are sports related that they're claiming are now healed. There's people that are shifting careers. You know, they're moving from something that they don't want to do into something that they do want to do. And so they're, you know, much more happy. So, you know, I mean, that's why the program was created, you know, was really to have more healthy, happy people walking around the planet because, you know, we need as much of that as we can right now.
Oh, we definitely do. We definitely. So what happens when you all reach 108? Is there going to be a big party?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've actually been talking to Lululemon down in Santa Monica. So I think we're going to do our 108 sun salutations. Because on day 36, you do 36 sun salutations. Day 72, you do 72. And then day 108, you do 108 sun salutations, just like your first guest was talking about. So I think we're going to do that at Lululemon in Santa Monica and celebrate that way. It was interesting because the test group, we all got to celebrate our 108th day on this Roman set in Bulgaria.
Oh, wow.
And that was the last thing that we filmed. And for those that have the videos, when they get to that 108 day, there will be a special surprise that they'll see at the end of that video.
Well, I obviously haven't seen that, so I don't know what the surprise is.
Well, yeah, you'll have to wait until you do it, you know.
So when is the day 108 so we can mark our calendars and go look for you guys?
I think it's around April 25th. I'm not exactly sure, but I think it's on around the 25th because I go to Canada right after that.
It's around Earth Day, sometime around then.
Yeah, I think it's the Wednesday after, maybe after Earth Day.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, good luck to all of you. Oh, so anyway, I wanted to ask, like, you know, we were talking about dietary changes. I mean, do you tell people that they need to go vegetarian? Do you just tell people to stop eating junk food? I mean, you know, what is it? Because some people are just thinking, look, I don't want to do that if he tells me that I have to stop eating meat or I have to stop eating sugar. So,
right.
You know, what I guess are the main points of the dietary changes that you have to make?
Well, obviously we want to make it as accessible to as many people as possible. So our diet, our nutritional program is called the Common Sense Food Program. And the whole philosophy behind it is that it's common sense to not put certain things into your body, such as, you know, white sugar, processed foods, you know, bad fats, fried foods, you know, certain stimulants. So our philosophy is eliminating the things that don't belong into our body. Now, we don't say, you know, that you have to be vegetarian because in many traditions, you know, there are certain constitutions, even in Ayurvedic medicine, that talk about certain constitutions need meat. But what we do say is that, you know, you try and eat, you know, responsibly. You try and be conscious and aware of where your food is coming from. And, you know, the first thing that everybody says is, can I drink coffee?
Well, that's true.
Nobody wants their, you know, their coffee or caffeine to be eliminated. So that's always the big deal. And, you know, our philosophy is balance. Like, have a cup of coffee in the morning, not a big deal if you want to drink your coffee. And then, you know, at the end of each 36 days, we do a 3-day cleanse. So the first cleanse is a vegan cleanse where you do remove meat. That's just for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
The second cleanse is around the day 72 mark is a raw food cleanse. That's what I'm finishing right now. And then at the end of the 108, we do a juice cleanse. So we also incorporate that to the program as well.
And are there recipes included in this, or do you
Well,
give them
yeah,
links?
We have at the ultimateyogi.com, we have a whole support system. We're also, you know, on Facebook. So we have a whole plethora of recipes that are coming in for, you know, breakfast and lunches and dinners and desserts. So, you know, people are empowered to, you know, be successful within the program.
That's great. That's great. And just like you have a variety of food choices, you also have a variety of yoga choices. So you're not basically doing the same yoga day after day after day. I mean, like you say, there are 12 DVDs. So what kind of yoga practices do you include in the 108?
Well, it all pretty much revolves around power yoga classes. And, you know, I basically took the key components of any form of fitness and athletics: strength, balance, flexibility, cardio, and then we have a blend of all those called cross-train. So we have those five, and then we also have yoga detox, which has a lot of twist in it. And then we have yoga vitality, which has a lot of back bend. So we have those seven theme classes. We also have yin yoga, where you hold the long, deep stretches for 3 to 5 minutes. We have gentle yoga. We also have pranayama, meditation, and then we have the sun salutations. So it is. It's a very, very, you know, diverse menu of yoga.
That's good, because if you have yoga ADD like I do, I can't do the same thing over and over and over again. It would just drive me nuts.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because there's people that, you know, they just do power yoga, but they don't do the other stuff, you know. And the whole idea with yoga is about finding the balance. So, you know, the yin yoga and the gentle yoga and the pranayama meditation are there to help people find the balance for the power yoga. And that helps people to, you know, get through the whole 108 days. That way they don't blow their engine out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that would be me. Do you have to follow it in a certain sequence, or is it up to you depending on how you feel that day?
No, we have a rotation. We have a specific rotation. So when they get the product, they get a calendar. And so the calendar tells them what to do. Now, there are people out there that, you know, are going to do it the way that they want to do it, and that's fine. But, you know, I think the rotation that we've come up with is probably the most ideal.
Although, for example, if you're feeling under the weather, can you sub a gentle for,
Absolutely.
You know, one of the power?
I mean, it's you know, it comes back to really listening to your body and honoring what you're feeling. So if you're under the weather, you're not feeling good, then, you know, you just sub out, you know, a gentle yoga for a strong yoga. Absolutely.
And then you do the strong when you feel better.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the yogic way of treating yourself and, you know, your body, listening to your body.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're talking about that article earlier on your show about the, you know, people getting injured and stuff. And it's like, nobody should be getting injured if they're really listening to their body. So. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really the priority. Even though it's strong yoga, it's also, you know, it's all within the context of listening to the language of bodily sensation and knowing when to go deeper, knowing when to pull back, knowing when to take a break. That's what makes yoga so great.
And that's what makes you the ultimate yogi, when you can put aside the ego and listen to your body and know that, you know, you give it what it needs.
Absolutely, absolutely. Instead of being dominated by the ego, be dominated by the wisdom of what your body's telling you to do.
There you go. Now, I have to ask the question, is there any kirtan in the series?
There's no kirtan in this series, but, you know, there's a good possibility that we'll create some other stuff that will incorporate kirtan into it. And, you know, I'm working on a very exciting kirtan chant CD right now, so maybe we can talk about that down the road on your show sometime.
Oh, definitely. Yes. And when it comes out, please send me a copy. I want to play it, because, you know, you've been chanting now for a long, long time, and I don't have any of your music.
Yeah, you know, when I started practicing physical yoga at the exact same time, I was singing and chanting mantras, so those two go hand to hand with me. But, you know, the ultimate yogi is really geared towards, you know, it's geared towards, you know, it has the angle of kind of being accessible to as many people as possible and introducing them to yoga or already enriching the practice that they already have.
Yeah. So how do people find out more about the DVD series and how can they get a copy?
Well, definitely go to theultimateyogi.com. That's our website. They can order it through the website. You know, we're sending out newsletters so they can sign up for newsletters. We're on Facebook. We have videos up on YouTube. But I would definitely recommend just going to theultimateyogi.com and you know, all the information that they need is there.
And now that it's spring, so they can start it now, and 108 days from now, I don't know what month that would be, but they'd be in great shape. Well, maybe it'll get them through swimsuit season. Maybe they'll see the results by then.
You know, I actually, Joni, I left out one of the practices that we have. It's called Yoga Hardcore.
Yeah.
So, those of your listeners out there that, you know, want to look good in those bathing suits, you know, we'll definitely benefit from our yoga hardcore.
So just do that every day between now and, well, this weekend. I don't know. It's supposed to rain, I think, in L.A. this weekend, but it seems to be swimsuit weather this whole winter. So start
well,
right now.
It's important to feel and look sexy in your bathing suit. So.
Yes, it is, because after all, this is L.A., where looks
matter.
That's right. Oh, my God. Yeah. And we are, you know, the beach is definitely accessible to us. So anything else you have going on with you, Travis, before we end?
Yeah, speaking of spring, I have a great spring yoga retreat coming up at the Udaya Retreat Sanctuary, April 5th through the 8th. So that's Easter weekend. And it'll be a great way to celebrate spring. And we have a heated saltwater pool and jacuzzi up there and do lots of yoga and eat well and do some hiking and some resting and some laughing. And, yeah, so we'll be up there April 5th through the 8th. They can find out that information on my website, TravisElliott.com. Elliott's 1L1T. So, yeah, we'd love to have any of your listeners up there with us on that.
That sounds like lots of fun. So you mentioned Easter weekend. So have a happy Easter, happy Passover, happy whatever it is that you celebrate.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to seeing you around town soon.
All right, Jody, thanks for having me on.
Thanks to Travis for coming on last minute.
Okay. See you down the road.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Travis Elliott, and let me see. So what do we have going on? Oh, it's time to read what's going on in town. So let me put these headphones down because I really can't read this piece of paper and hold headphones at the same time. Okay, so you know what? Let's do this. I'm not holding the phone anymore, so I can put them on. Okay. Here we go. Let's see how this works out. So anyway, Friday. No, let's start out with Wednesday. Oh, I just realized that I couldn't hear myself. I hope you heard me on the radio because I don't know what I just did. Okay, Wednesday. Let's see if I can read this. 7 p.m. That's tonight, Wednesday. 7 p.m. at Zanzibar, Luminous Movement has their ongoing event Wednesday night. And tonight they're going to have a screening of a movie called Electronic Awakening. And it basically is a movie about the electronic dance music culture. Not just here in LA, but all over the world. Apparently, it's becoming a big thing. You know, kind of the trance, dancey, electronic music thing. And I definitely want to find out more about that. So that's tonight at Zanzibar in Santa Monica. Also, 7:30 tonight at Exhale in Venice. Micheline Berry has her Rock the Shakti series. I believe it's every Wednesday. If it's not every Wednesday, it's every other Wednesday. And tonight she'll be featuring live music from DJ Drez. I know the music changes weekly. Last week it was Moose Ali Khan, and I don't remember who's next week. But that's Rock the Shakti, 7:30 tonight at Exhale. Wednesday. Oh, this one is kind of cool, too. 7:30 p.m. Felicia Wong was talking about sound healing, sound bath with crystal bowls and gongs. This is similar. So this is Thursday in Venice, 7:30 p.m. at the Museum of Music and Instruments. I mentioned that last week and didn't have much information. Now I have more. The address is 711 Hampton Street in Venice. So this one is called The Journey of Healing Vibrations, and it features crystal bowls and gongs. So if you're curious and you're on the West Side, check that one out. The other thing is Thursday, 7 p.m., NAM is having their spring equinox celebration, and Dr. Joseph Michael Levry will be there. And it says here, bring a friend, and your friend gets 50% off. Cool deal. And also they will be serving dinner. $5 donation will get you dinner that's been donated by the Whole Foods Market just down the street from NAM. And all proceeds will go towards the Whole Planet Foundation of Whole Foods Market. Okay, so that was Thursday. Friday, we have here 8:30 p.m., Bhakti Yogashala, Kalidas, and Jason, oh my God, what, I can't read, Cadillac? That is name, are leading the kirtan Friday night, 8:30 at Bhakti Yogashala. At 7:30 p.m., speaking of Rock the Shakti, this is Rock the Bhakti. This is at Yoga Works on Main Street, and this will feature yoga with Kia Miller and Sarah Ivanhoe, plus music by Govindas, as in Govindas Bhakti Yogashala, Ryan Brewer, Sheila Bringy, and others. So that is a class. At Yoga Works Maine. But I think it's about a two-hour thing. Yoga, music, good stuff. Friday night. So, you know, date night, bring a date, have fun. Saturday, lots of stuff Saturday. 2 p.m. at Live Yoga Wellness in Westchester. There's a Qigong sound healing session with Christo Polani. Christo is at least a well-known percussionist here in the yoga scene. I know he is famous in his own right. I think I mentioned it at one time. Did I say that he played with Air Supply at one time? I can't remember. But anyway, the guy is really good. So he's going to be at Live Yoga Wellness in Westchester, 2 p.m. Then later on, at 7 p.m., he's going to be at Anand Sagar in Venice. And it's a night of devotional singing and sacred songs. And it's going to feature Cooper Madison and Christo, and I don't know who else is going to be with them. Those are the only names I wrote down. There could be more. Who knows? 8 o'clock p.m., also at the, what's it called, Museum of Music and Instruments in Venice. This is an album release party and concert with Fabiano Nascimento. It's Brazilian music, by the way. I'm a big fan of Brazilian music, so I have a feeling I'm going to be there Saturday night with Mia Doy Todd and Kim Richelli at the Museum of Music and Instruments. I think this must be a new venue. I mean, I've only been hearing about this recently, so either it's been a well-kept secret that I finally got, you know, got clued into, or it's new. So check it out. I know they have a Facebook page, and they post all their events there. I tried going to their website, and it doesn't have much information unless I went to the wrong site. Also Saturday, Bhakti Yogashala, 8:30 p.m. Sirgun Kaur. Oh, my God. Sirgun, I know her from Bhakti Fest. I knew her from back in the early days of Bhakti Fest. And she's become, you know, she's come into her own now as a Kundalini, you know, Gurmukhi singer. She's going to be with Sat Darshan Singh. And I want to go to that, too. How to be in two places at the same time is always my problem. Bhakti Yogashala. Now, she also is coming in. She's moved out of L.A., and I believe she lives in Arizona now. I need to find out. It's either Arizona, Colorado, somewhere there. But she's going to be in town this weekend. Sunday, another thing, Bhakti Yogashala again, the center of all that is kirtan. Devadas, who I played earlier, he's going to be there. We're going backwards now in time here. 10 o'clock in the morning, the Free to Breathe Yogathon at the Women's Club in Hollywood. For those who are kind of unfamiliar with it, where that is, it's on La Brea, just north of Hollywood Boulevard. It's just down the street from the Hollywood and Highland subway stop. So if you are carless, that would be a way. It's a little bit of a walk, but it's not so bad. I've done it. It's actually fun walking down Hollywood Boulevard anyway. So that's 10 o'clock in the morning. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I have here the Circle of Remembrance. It's a world music. Oh, what's this? Women's History Month. Oh. Okay. So I have this, but I didn't write down where it is. I think it's also at the Museum of Music and Instruments, I think. This is what happens when you do things late at night. Circle of Remembrance, World Music, Women's History Month, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, when I find out, I guess I'll post it on the page. Check out the Accidental Yogist page. And by the way, while we're at that, let's go run down the whole thing. So you're on Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist. I'm here every Wednesday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time on killradio.org. When you can't catch the live show, I do podcast it. You can either find it on iTunes, do a search for Yoga Chat, or go to ayogist.podomatic.com, and I post all the podcasts there. At least I try to. It has a space limit, so you probably can get the last maybe 15 episodes, which should be enough to keep you in touch with what's going on. I'm also on Facebook, Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist, and the Accidental Yogist. So the Accidental Yogist site pretty much is where I post all the events going on in LA. If you have anything that you want to promote, you know, feel free to post it on that page because it's all about sharing. And I may not always hear about everything. So if you post it there, I would love you to. And so then I get to hear about it and maybe I get to talk about it in the next show. Let me see. So we did the Facebook. We did the websites. Oh, Twitter. If you want to tweet me, tweet about me. One Twitter handle is Yoga Chat. That's for the show. The other one is A Yogist. And that's sort of my personal one. So that's basically everything that I do and everything I'm interested in. So it's not only yoga. It's about riding bikes. It's about eating. It's about just living life here in LA. So follow me. Follow that. Find out all about what's going on in the show. I also want to thank LA Yoga Magazine and Felicia Tomasco for being a supporter. Very big supporter of this show. She provides information, music, all kinds of stuff going on. And, of course, I follow them to find out what's going on around town because, you know, I'm not God. I can't read everybody's mind. So I do have to follow everybody. So this is the end of the show. Let me see. How was I going to end this? Oh, yeah, I actually do have one physical CD today. Hold on, let me reach over because I forgot to bring it close to me. Where are you? This is Sat Darshan Singh and Sirgun Kaur. Like I said, they're going to be in town this weekend. And this is the album, The Music Within. So let's see. The song I wanted to play was Bless the Good, Satguru Prasad. And, you know, everything on the album is really good. It's just that sometimes you are constrained to time. And this one is fairly long. It's about 8 minutes long, but everything else is even longer. So I figured that so I don't make this run too long, I'm going to play this one. I love all the music on this album. So again, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining me on this show. Thanks to everybody who was on the show today. Felicia Wong from Yoga Blend and the Free to Breathe Yogathon. Thanks to David Newman, also known as Durga Das, also known as Tulsi's dad, Mira's husband. And also thank you to Travis Elliott, also known as the ultimate yogi or the leader of the ultimate yogis, or follow him to find out how to become an ultimate yogi. So let's see, what do we have going on here? I have to bring up the CD player and then we are good to go. So I'll see you next week. Be good. Have a happy spring. Oh, and happy Persian New Year. So if you have all these New Year's resolutions that have gone by the wayside, this is your time to kickstart them again and try once again. So happy spring, happy Persian New Year, and I will talk to you next week. Mm-hmm.
the unknown is known to me. I know that the unknown is known to me. And I bless the good in you. Trust the good in all, for your light is all I see. I bless the good in you. I bless the good in me. I trust the good in all, for your light is all I see. Satguru Prasad, Ekonkar, Satguru Prasad, Satguru Prasad, Ekonkar, Satguru Prasad, Satguru Prasad. 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 Ekonkar.
Trust the good in all, for you.
So